Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio for the week of December 21st, 2025. Merry Christmas. What is Rock the Flock? Well, this week, it's a little bit different. Because again, the show is stacked with Christian independent artists from all over with their Christmas music. I hope you enjoy it. And I know you're going to enjoy the guest. She's back from way back in the mixed Sunday morning days. Back for a second time, so I must not run her off too far. But you are going to, you're going to get introduced to a child of God. You're going to get introduced to a new mom, and I can't wait to hear all of that. And then I've got a bone to pick with you, Charlie, and we'll get to that here in just a little while, because I found out about your husband and what he does or what he did, because I'm a football nut, and I didn't even know that. So, Miss Charlie Perry, thank you for coming on Rock the Flock.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's awesome to be back on a second time. This is awesome.
Well, when we come back, like I say, we're going to pull out. You thought mixed Sunday morning was bad. Now we pull out shovels and picks and whatever we have to do to dig all in your life to see what God has been doing. So when we come back, get ready for Charlie Perry on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show this week, Miss Charlie Perry. Charlie, I'm going to have to do you like I do everybody. You just got out of the car. You're walking up the sidewalk. This house, we just put a second level on it because there's so many artists in it. And we may have to build a third level on this house. But there are artists all in it, and you're knocking on the door. The door opens, and all these artists, all these listeners want to know who's there. So who is Charlie Perry?
Oh, man. I'm just a girl from south of Nashville, Tennessee. I have a heart for Jesus, and I grew up around the music industry, and eventually God led me into it unexpectedly, and I started singing and writing songs for him, and ever since then, it's just this love that's grown and grown, and now I just can't stop. It's just amazing. I love what I do and what I get to do, and I love all the people I get to meet through it too.
Well, you are one of the few, I say it all the time, this show is an independent Christian artist show, but there are a few labeled artists that I have the blessing of being able to play their music, and you are one of those, because we'll talk about Hallelujah anyway in just a little while, because that is in my, I think they call it the Fave Five. That's in there because it helps, it's helped me in my life and how I look at things, and I try to share it with as many people as I can. So,
Wow.
Charlie, we talked about it before we went on air. Last time we interviewed, you didn't have something. This time on the interview, you do. And I thought he was going to be on the interview with us there for a minute, which would be totally cool. You have a little boy.
Yes, I do. He's precious. He's our biggest blessing right now. Oh my goodness.
What does it mean to be a mom? What is different? What has changed?
Pretty much everything. I mean, there's nothing like learning about what love really means, honestly, and how like nothing's about you anymore. And it is very hard and challenging a lot of days. But it's really awesome what you get to learn just about real sacrificial love and how to give that to someone, even when you feel like your cup is empty. And it's like God just keeps giving you more grace and strength to get through each day. And it's like, it's so amazing. And I will say we're very blessed to have a really good baby. So that helps. But it's taught me so much. I mean, I could go on and on, but I would say like that's the biggest thing is just like real sacrifice and love, and it's just amazing.
Well, it was sacrifice for us. We had four. So the more they came along, I like to be early everywhere I go. But the first one, we were a few minutes late. The second one, you know, and by the fourth one, it was just be glad we show up. Because, yeah. Like you said, everything changes.
Right. See, we're already there, so I don't know where we'd be with the fourth. That sounds rough, but that's so funny. That's very, very accurate.
And I love his name. Where did you pick it? Because it's unique. You don't hear it a lot, but it is one cool name.
Thank you. Yeah, his name is Ernie. His real birth name is Ernest Joseph. He's the fifth.
Okay.
So it's a family name. My husband is EJ. He goes by EJ. And my husband's dad is also EJ. And I was like, we can't do another EJ. We have to do something else. So we picked Ernie, and we love it. I think it's so cute. So
I'm glad they broke the mold with me, because we were four generations William Grant Wyckoffs, and oh, wow. It got to where it was William, Bill, then it had to be Billy for the third one, and I don't know what I would have been because I'm the first son. So I'm glad they broke it. I still kept Grant. I got Grant, yeah. But at least they changed it, because there's no telling what would have been after that.
They would have found something. That's funny.
Well, Miss Charlie, we are going to come back. Thank you for sharing all of that, because I love, you know, it's more than music. You know, life is real. And you know, when we take all of this away, music, the gifts that we have our family, and we have the Lord. So before we go, I just want to tell you, thank you for raising Ernie in a godly house, because he's going to need it. And, mm-hmm. and I say that with, that's a weighted word right now in this world and what we're going through and what we're being faced with and what these kids are going to be faced with. But they will be prepared for a time as this. So thank you for raising them up that way.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. We're trying our best.
We'll be back with Miss Charlie Perry right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO FM, if you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or once again, you're scrolling past all those podcasts and you get stuck on this podcast called Rock the Flock, I cannot apologize. Thank you for listening, making the FM sound better, making this stream sound better, and making the podcast sound better is my wonderful guest today, Miss Charlie Perry. Charlie, thank you again for being part of the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
The only homework that is required on this show is to bring a Bible verse to it, because like I said, when we take everything away, it's the Word of God. And we only have our music because of His Word. Because if you're writing music, playing music that is outside the Word, I believe there's a verse in the Bible that says you don't amend or change it. It is the Word of God. Then we have to have that base to go on. So what verse are you bringing to the show?
I'm bringing 2 Corinthians 12:9. It says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'"
Amen. Well, why that verse?
Man, you know, I think for me right now in my season of life, it really speaks to me because I'm in this journey of just becoming a mother, learning what that means, really just at my wit's end most days. And I've had to learn to be okay with being weak and realizing that that is just showing my need for God even more. And it's also grown this huge reliance on Christ each day. Like, I mean, literally every single day, I feel like I'm having to just pray throughout the day in my head, like, God, please give me strength. I'm so tired. I'm struggling. And on top of that, this season in my life, just the Christmas season is always a little heavier for me. And so just going through those waves of emotions on top of like having to care for your new baby, it's just a lot. And so, but I mean, it's just true that the Lord has given me strength, and that verse just shows me that like, it's okay to be weak and say, I've got nothing left. Like, I need you, God, to be my grace and to give me grace to do, help me get through the day, I guess.
Well, just keep pressing on, Charlie, because one thing I've gotten to talk to a lot of youth about it, to football teams about it, that, you know, Jesus was very tired. He was whipped, beaten, spit on, and no telling what else. And he had to tote that cross, to be hung on it, when all he had to do was call. He had legions of angels waiting for his call to come rescue him. But as tired as he was, as anguished as he was, as hurt as he was, he knew what he had to do. So I look at it this way: I will never be that tired. I will never be that hurt. I will never have to do that. So really, when I get tired, I really can't be tired. So you just keep going. I can tell you it gets better. And it's really what's really fun is when your husband comes home and he's all bubbly and he wants to know why you're so tired.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or he said, "Charlie, what have you done today, Charlie? It doesn't look like you've done anything."
Exactly. It really doesn't. That's true. That's really good to think about. Yeah, thinking about Jesus and what he went through, that's really good. Because, and even him, like, he was crying out to God, like, if there's any other way. But he also knew what had to be done. So that's powerful.
And the Lord he's picked you and your husband. Just like the guest we had last week was great, because the verse and what we got out of the verse was God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And we were talking about Mary and Joseph. And so you and your husband have been picked.
Mm-hmm.
For this child. So he will give you everything you need.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, all right. Since we got really deep there for a second, when we come back, we'll have to have a little fun and we'll have to talk about music.
Yeah, sounds great.
We'll be back with Charlie Perry, right? Here on Rock the Flock. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. This is one wonderful Christmas show. I believe the show started with Mountains in the Sea, and you just need to check them out because their music is played in 444 hertz, and we've talked about that before. That is a wave of music that used to be used in the past, and it was taken away. I'll just leave it at that because it was healing to the body. So check out Mountains in the Sea. I use it when actually I was listening to them last night. I had a headache and I sat back in the chair and I got on YouTube and I pulled them up and I listened to the music and my headache went away. And if you go look at all their posts, people that have migraines have all kinds of things. They go away. So check that out, and you can just go and look it up yourself because, you know, I ask God for the truth, to see the truth, and just go search music in 444 hertz. It's really interesting. But we've got to get back to this show and my amazing guest, Miss Charlie Perry. She has an interesting life now. She is a signed artist who has to put music out, play music. She's also a wife, and then she's a mom on top of all of that, and has to figure out how to juggle all of this. But in the last segment, Charlie, I told you, you have a song. And it's called Hallelujah Anyway. And I try to play it, if not every week, every other week. Because it's just a constant reminder that no matter what happens, I'm going to say Hallelujah Anyway. Whether it's on the mountain, the valley, in between, good, bad, it's going to be Hallelujah Anyway. So thank you for writing such a powerful song.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, it wasn't just me. The co-writers on the song. That song means a lot to me personally. It's really awesome to hear how it's touched a lot of people's lives, it seems. So praise God for that.
Well, when did you actually start writing music?
So when I was little, I would try to just kind of for fun in my journal and all those things. And then, but I would say it didn't start to become like actually writing real music consistently until about 2019. Mm-hmm. I was in college, and that was when my relationship with the Lord got more serious and real to me. And so it was like he was leading me back to that, like, hey, this is what I want you to do. And that's kind of where it all began.
Well, I know you play the guitar because I saw a video the other day where you were playing the guitar to Ernie.
Yes.
What do you play, any other instruments?
Yes, I play piano, but that's it. I actually started off with piano when I was younger. I feel like I'm actually probably more experienced with the piano than guitar, actually. But I The guitar is just easier to play out, so that's normally what I do.
Now, is it true that if you learn to play the piano first, it's easier to play other instruments?
I don't actually know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Did you just pick up the guitar and just did you play by ear or did you take lessons?
So I started off playing the guitar. Kind of by ear. I remember my dad showing me like a few chords that I would just practice over and over again, and then on top of that, I'd just do what sounded cool, and then I'd look up YouTube videos of like songs I liked and be like, how do you play this on guitar? And you just do stuff like that. So I guess I could see it helping in the way of like your ear being like tuned to know like what things should sound like. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But I will say like guitar is hard your finger's got a callus over all that stuff. So that, yeah, like getting through that part of playing guitar was not fun.
How many songs have you written?
That's a great question. I don't know if I could count. I don't even know if I could give you a number.
A bunch.
But yeah, I've written a bunch. I could probably count better songs I've written with other people, but still, I don't know. But I write my own stuff a lot, so I don't really know.
Do you go old school and jot them down on a pad? Are you new school and put them on your phone? Do you if you're in the car and you get a chorus or the Lord speaks to you and you've got a couple a verse, how do you save that real quick?
I normally just put on my voice memos and like sing it into the phone, because normally I don't have time to like sit down and write it down. But it's funny, in the past when I first started writing, I'd always use like pen and paper. It was just easier for me to digest and really like figure it out. But as I've co-written more and more and more, it seems like everyone ends up using a Google Doc to like all be on the same thing. So I slowly got, you know, brought over into that world. So now I jot things down. If I have time to jot things down, I'll do it on my phone, just on my notes app normally.
What's your favorite song you've written?
Oh, that's tough. Probably like an unreleased song.
Okay.
But if you'd rather me tell you one that's released, that's my favorite, I could probably give you that too.
Well, why don't you do both?
Okay, yeah. The one that's released is called Joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I love that song. It really, really explains a lot of my journey with my brother passing away and how the joy of the Lord brought me through. And still does to this day. And then the other song, it's a song about heaven and just how it just must be a beautiful place and something that we all probably desire in the end. And it's a song that I hope to release someday, so we'll see.
Well, let's say you're walking up on a stage right now and you're looking up and there are all kind of people out there and you have to play your favorite song to perform. You have one song to sing. What song would you pick to play to perform? What's your favorite song to get up and perform?
Well, I think Hallelujah Anyway is just a staple in a lot of ways, because it just encapsulates like a lot of my story in my life, and then it seems to speak to people on so many levels. So I think that would be like my go-to if I were to like go sing somewhere, because I'm like, Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of the time it makes sense to play it.
Well, that's neat because, like I said, I love that song because, see, I'm in what I call the driver's seat right here. I get to listen to all the music, get to put things together. And Dorothy is a Christian independent artist, and she has a song called Holy Ground. And I've kind of mashed Holy Ground and Hallelujah anyway together because every step I take, I'm stepping on holy ground. And then no matter what happens while I'm walking on holy ground, I'm going to sing hallelujah anyway because it doesn't really matter what happens because God's in control.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to understand. Sometimes in life when things happen, we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But God has a perfect plan.
And then, yes.
And then one day we will be with him, and there will be no more pain, no more suffering. And all the questions we have in this life right now, the why questions, really won't matter anymore when you're standing in front of the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's very true.
Well, all right, Miss Charlie, we have one more segment to go. And I'm going to insert, even though this is a Christmas show, I'm going to put Hallelujah anyway, as soon as we get through talking right here. I'm going to put that in there and let it play.
Okay.
Because it means
awesome.
It means a lot. So,
well, thank you for sharing it. That's awesome.
So we'll be right back after Hallelujah Anyway plays and a few more songs. We'll be right back with Charlie Perry right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. We're winding up another show, a Christmas show that had some wonderful music. I think we've got one more song to go. We had Miss Katie Nicole stop by the show to do a segment, and we have one of the staple artists of the show because her music, I think I have Go is another song I have in here. And I think there's one more. I can't pull it up because I'm in record mode right now. But Miss Charlie Perry. Charlie, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together, Lord. Thank you for this show. I ask you to bless it. I ask you to bless all the artists. God, I ask you to be with Charlie, with her husband, with Ernie. Heavenly Father, that you will give Charlie the strength, Lord. That you will protect her. That you will guide her not only in the journey you have through music, but you will guide her as a wife and as a mother. God, I ask you to wrap that family in a hedge of protection. Lord, that you will send angels to walk with Charlie, her husband, and Ernie. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you will bless every step they take. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Charlie. Before we get to how people can connect with you, I told you I had a little bone to pick with you. I did not know that your husband was a quarterback.
Yes, he is.
That's like elite ground to me. I mean,
that's so funny.
Now, are you a football fan?
Yes, I am. I grew up with big football family, you know, so definitely a grip around it. But it's kind of funny because I was like, I don't want to. I don't know. I was like, I just. I don't want to marry anyone in this world. Like, it's just, I didn't want to marry anyone in the music world. I didn't want to marry anyone in the football world. I was like, I just want like a really normal person, you know? And like, not in a bad way. I mean, it's, you know, I was like, that's good. I just want some simplicity, whatever. And then I, you know, met him and it just worked out. It was like, I couldn't deny it. So, yeah.
So let's just say Ernie doesn't have a chance now. That's awesome. Cause my boys and my girl, all my oldest daughter played softball. She could hit like a boy. My oldest son was a tremendous baseball player. My youngest son was a really good baseball player. And my youngest daughter was a fierce volleyball player. So we grew up sports.
And that's awesome.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. We were similar. I mean, it is so fun to grow up in a sports family and get to, you know, stay active and all those things. It's fun.
I'm an outside person, and because I'll do anything to stay away from the TV, and especially my phone. I'd rather be outside working, playing, do whatever. I grew up that way. So
that's awesome.
Well, how can people connect with you? Because after this interview, everybody's going to want to know what Charlie Perry's up to. So how can they find you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Instagram, Facebook, my name is Charlie Perry. And then if you look me up on, I mean, really any music streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, all the things should be on there as Charlie Perry.
That's what I say every week, man. Everybody just, my music is on all, everybody says streaming platforms.
Yeah. I could try to go through all of them.
I'm just kidding.
Really
I'm just messing with you because I love hearing that answer. I love that everybody has that opportunity now to, yes, that your music can go out in a lot of different platforms.
Yes, for sure.
Well, Charlie, thank you for taking the time because I know every minute is precious. And I'm probably cutting into nap time right now because if Ernie's asleep, it's probably nap time.
My goodness.
That was the rule in our house. When they sleep, you sleep.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been awesome to be on the show.
Well, hopefully I can get up to Nashville real soon. And maybe we can all meet up somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Probably like Just Love Coffee Shop.
Oh, that my husband and I don't even start. That's one of our favorite places.
We'll have to meet up there.
That'd be awesome.
Or just have a Merry Christmas to you and
you
and your family. You know, God bless you. You'll be in my prayers. And I know you will make it through. You'll make it through just fine, and Ernie will be blessed to have you as a mom and your husband as a dad. So keep pressing on, step at a time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Charlie Perry on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.